So here we go, the journey into inner space. Wow, the light's going off too. So you close your eyes. I'll just take a bit of... And when you close your eyes, you're not listening to any music, you're not falling asleep in bed, but you're sitting, eyes closed, in a safe place. And you become aware of your body, usually. Very often, if you're talking to people, or working, or reading a book or something, very often we just don't become aware of our body. So now we try and give our body our full attention. Giving it some TLC, tender loving care. And just if you give that care to other people, maybe in your family, or maybe pets at home, you give it really extra care. You can see just how those animals appreciate it. And they relax. Now you do that to your own body. So your body relaxes. It's wonderful living in a forest where the kangaroos, they know the monks. They've grown up with us. And so you see them just, as I was passing by today, this little Joey just having a drink in his mother's pouch. They just looked at me and just looked away again. They know there's no fear. So they could relax and enjoy themselves. And I could relax. Just being in nature. Now my nature, which I'm in, is my body. I feel the legs. It's almost like I ask them, "How are you?" Sometimes a doctor asks you that if you got some sickness, they, you know, how is, you know, your sinuses or something, they ask you those questions. Now you are your own doctor, in the sense, your own carer. So how are your legs now? You look after them. If I feel anything, for some reason my thighs are a bit tight. Don't know why. But now I just focus my attention on those areas which seem to be just a bit unusually stiff. This is just an example. I just focus there. And mindfulness allows me to get feedback. Is it getting worse? Is it getting better? If it gets better, why? What did I do which made the feeling in my thighs get less tight? A lot of times, this is where you learn what letting go means. Because I let things be, let them go. Things relax. This is not theory anymore, it's experience. When I let go of control, that part of the body just tends to open out, expand and relax. Maybe because I've done it such a long time, my thighs now are relaxed. It's wonderful. And my whole legs, look at the whole part of them. Making sure every part is cared for. Sometimes you don't even need to move. Sometimes you just give kindness and things become at ease. When I speak to you, I always try and give that kindness to everyone I meet so you can relax and feel at ease. That's how I treat my body too. Relaxing to the max. And there comes a time my legs, they feel this sense of almost perfect relaxation. I know I can keep them like this as long as you want, because they're at ease. And then I go to my butt. Making sure that that is well positioned on a chair, on a cushion, on the floor, whatever you're sitting on. You can fit it if you wish, but fit it now rather than later. When your butt is as best arranged as possible, you go up your body. And that's the interesting part. There's so much going on inside your colon, intestines, stomach, all those organs, your lungs and your heart, stomach. I don't even bother to try and figure out which one's which. I just feel as I go up my body. And if I come across any part which doesn't seem to be at peace, I linger there out of compassion. And give, not orders, but give this wonderful sense of trust and freedom. I'm telling my colon, relax. It's not aching, but it's, again, it feels a bit tight. I just stay there for a while. So when you sweep up your torso, any part of your body which needs attention, please pause to give it attention. Give it some kindness. Beautiful compassion, softness, caring. And you may find that that feeling just evaporates. And your body feels really at ease. More at ease than when you started. It's a great way to start the meditation. And I come up to my shoulders. And I'm just trying to figure out what I've been doing this afternoon, because my shoulders feel a bit tight, unusually so. So now, focusing just on shoulders, imagine that they're being pulled on each end. And I let go. Even that thought of letting go, I know from experience how to let go and let these muscles which make up my shoulders relax so much and get soft and loose. They don't have to be tight. And my mindfulness, just focusing on that one area, notices the relaxation happens. That part of my body feels good as well. I really enjoy this. Relaxing my body to the max. Go down my arms, past my elbows, which are usually in good shape. Down my arms to my hands. And feel the position of my hands. They too could be adjusted, so I adjust them now. This is how we find the best posture. Not by what you're taught is the best posture, what feels the best. Now, it's not always the same. And that's my hands and arms are all at ease. Just go back up to my shoulders and my neck. People do have neck aches. Sometimes in meditation the body can be all sorts of aches and pains coming up. Mostly because they don't relax before they start. So I make sure my neck is just so at ease. Sometimes I move my head left and right, back and front. so you can find the optimum position. And I go to my head, especially my face, because the muscles around the eyes and the mouth and the nose and forehead, that is what can open up an observer to see your emotional problems. I just relax my face really to the max. So the eyes are all, they're closed, but they're at ease. And the mouth, a little smile if you can make one, makes you feel so much better. So easy to do. My face relaxed, my back relaxed. I look at the whole body now, just sitting here. Having practice, awareness and kindness, the two most important parts of meditation. Awareness and kindness. All happening in this present moment. And finding how they just relax my body so well. And how that relaxed body generates this feeling of delight, happiness, joy. The happiness of a relaxed body. Free, healthy, and not that hard to do. I gave myself a nice yawn. Don't know why. And once the body is relaxed enough, I go to my peaceometer. For those of you who've been here before, how peaceful am I? It's how I know. What a peaceometer actually is, I'm not quite sure, but at least I know how peaceful I am or how agitated. I don't judge in the sense of praise one against the other. I just know how peaceful I am. And also know the cause. How to move the reading on my peaceometer closer and closer to deep peace. This is meditating on peace. Getting to know what peace feels like. Recognizing it inside. And the more you get to know peace and its cause, the more you can calm your mind down, like you relax the body. And the cause is kindness, which only exists in the present moment, which you can't really think about. You care. You care for peace inside. And see how much you could enter and understand, not through words but through experiences, what peace really is. Huge. Once you get to know the feeling of peace, it grows and becomes so delightful. Gorgeous inner peace. And it does stop the mind thinking and wandering here, wandering there. Why does anyone want to wander away from something which is so beautiful? So simple. Just peace. You don't have to do anything with her. Peace stays and grows. If you want an inner friend, you can't do much better than peace. Whenever I do this, the mind relaxes so much, I become aware of my breathing again. This is the natural breath. Just know the air coming into my body. I know it going out. Because I'm peaceful, it's not much breath goes in, not much comes out. Just like the car parked, just humming gently. Just that much, just watching the peaceful breath. Just in the center of peace. That's enough. I'm going to be quiet now because I'm getting into this too much. When I speak again, I'll be close to the end of the meditation. It's getting close to the end of the meditation time. Don't open your eyes yet. Just know how you feel. How peaceful are you inside? What is that general reading of your peaceometer? This inner peace is fantastic. For real. It's so positive in so many areas of life. And as I start to come out of my meditation, start to feel the body. Feel your body now, with your mind. How does it feel? So relaxed, at ease. Like going to a massage for free. Going to a jacuzzi without water. It's a beautiful bed with no mattress. Meditation. Now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. When it finishes sounding for the 3rd time, that's an invitation to come out from the meditation, open your eyes, and come back out into the world. You know, no exaggeration, sometimes it's really hard to come out of meditation after only 30 minutes. You really get into it, and it's beautiful. Anyway, for those of you who need to do something else, go out, or go to the toilet or something, and those outside want to come in, now's the time to do so. And we'll start this evening's talk. It gives me 30 seconds to decide what I'm going to talk about.